Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
The show that takes you home. The Home Stretch with Sterling Holmes on ESPN Kansas City. 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, and the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page.
Welcome to the Home Stretch here, ESPN Kansas City, 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, 1510.com, and Facebook Live. Live in studio on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. And since it is Tuesday, Life Lessons with Lebo. Todd Lebo in studio today. Rudy Salazar behind the glass. Lebo, how are you?
I'm doing great, buddy. Great.
We are doing great.
I'm doing great.
Not as great as the contracts we looked up when players get those contracts and then don't pan out.
It's amazing. I love baseball, and the players love baseball because guaranteed contracts are great. I mean, you know, you sign the contract. They go into it, the ownership goes into it with open eyes. You've given someone a guaranteed contract.
How pissed are you if you are a NFL running back who is getting hit and beaten up game after game? You're like, we're going to cut you for this dude who makes $1 million because you wanted three, and then Chris Davis is out here going, yeah, I got $115 million already in the bank for a negative war.
Yeah, it's just amazing. It's amazing. And generally what happens in most sports, it happens in football too, you know, the players are best. There's a certain time that they're best, right? It's that after they get in the league, they get their feet wet, then they have three, four, five really good years. That's what you generally get in most sports. Now, they're exceptional players. LeBron or Kobe or Tom Brady, or they hope Patrick
Vinny Mahomes. Pascantino,
Larry Fitzgerald, right? You know, there's some people who are just really good forever. Like, we're gonna have Tom Glavine on the Border Patrol tomorrow morning. We already recorded.
Oh, yeah,
it today.
The Met.
Yeah, so, the Brave. The guy was good forever, right?
Yeah,
okay, he played 45 years old, he was still like in the major leagues. Mostly guys have a 3 or 4 year little stretch where they're good. And if you're good at the right time, then someone gives you a baseball contract. Like even a cheap one, relatively speaking, like Eric Hosmer got. I mean, that's pretty cheap compared to Albert Pujols money or Miguel Cabrera money or whatever.
Where is his MVP in Triple Crown, though?
He doesn't have him. But he was a young hitter who had played well and got a $100 million deal with the Padres. Well, you know, I think we looked it up. He's accumulated like 19 points of war, and the Royals got 13 of them, or more than 13 of them, for like pennies on the dollar compared to what the Padres are getting. I mean, what a world.
And so what we're saying is we're going to sign Bobby Witt Jr., Vinny Pascantino, and MJ Melendez all to massive long-term deals. Come on,
no,
John Sherman.
I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think it is. I would rather sign someone who's 21 and had 1 year in the league and take a chance on like an 8 or 9 year deal than sign someone who's 29 to a 10 year deal, which is what happens.
I'm 28, so feel free to sign me to a 10 year deal.
Well, you won't even come to work on Fridays anymore.
I'm here this
Friday.
When's
the last time you worked on a Friday?
I'm here this Friday.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
I couldn't tell you.
Last week. One week before that.
Okay,
year.
Okay. So
I give you permission.
It's
if
been
you want to
it's been a month.
Friday off. I give
it's
you
been
permission.
A month. Okay, so hear me out. Last weekend, Friday bachelor party.
You had the mustache for it.
I had the mustache.
You
for
shaved
it
yesterday.
Shaved it Sunday night.
Sunday night.
I was golfing and on Friday, so I couldn't be here because I was out playing Falcon Ridge.
Yeah.
Struck the ball really well. Felt good.
How'd you score?
Didn't score well because I had
17 beers.
About a beer a hole.
Okay.
And then.
Played 36.
I had a 4-hole blow up. Went 9 over on a 4-hole stretch.
Oh, bad stretch.
Well,
you got to concentrate.
I never played.
Get it back.
So I did. What I had to do was get a rum and pineapple to get my powers back into. You got to switch off beer. And then I got one of those peanut butter whiskey shots.
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's good for golf.
And then it all came back to me. The juices started flowing again. And
Sterling's going to be on the LIV tour soon enough. You take the money, won't you? You don't care where it comes from. You're good.
Didn't say anything.
Who got married? Squeege?
Fultzy.
Fultzy.
He's getting married.
Oh,
I'm the ring bearer.
It's one of the things that have a cute little kid walking down the
thing. It's literally me
and put on a pillow and a 6 year old.
There's a 1.5 year old who's supposed to be the flower girl. I might have to pull her in like a Red Ryder wagon. I'm thinking about getting a sign that says "Not my kid" on it. But then that almost
so this tells me Fultzy likes you, but not as much as his other friends. Is that basically what's going down here?
Well, I don't know.
Tell me, does he have 8 groomsmen or 2?
Over, so I'm in the bridal or the groom's party.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How many groomsmen does he have? How many
people
are standing up there with him?
So we got...
Because you're the ring boy.
I'm the ring bearer.
Boy.
Two ring man. Ring man. Couple ushers.
So Fulci's up there.
Yeah.
And how many people standing next to him?
I don't know, like 4 or 5, couple ushers.
And the ushers.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're the last guy to the party?
I actually don't. I don't feel like that.
How many brothers has he got?
One brother, and then he has his...
Like
her fiance's brother. Yeah.
So they got these good spots. One of them should have been the ring boy.
No, ring bearer is going to be incredible.
You're going to get the eyes on you.
Oh, 100%. This is all about me. This is my day.
Well, you have to walk down with the flower girl?
Yeah.
Well, she's going to get the eyes.
No. I'm telling you. I'm going to somehow incorporate it.
Oh, my God.
Maybe get one of those baby Bjorns.
This guy always wants to have the attention.
Well, 100%.
Look at me. Are you going to have sell your house sign on the back of your tuxedo?
I think that's good, too. I think a baby Bjorn.
Always be marketing.
Yeah.
Not my kid. Also, I sell real estate. Tune into the home stretch 3 to 4 p.m.
Here you go.
Also on the Arrowhead Attic podcast on Tuesdays.
Do not throw flowers.
Beers.
Throw
Busch Lights.
Do not throw Busch Lights.
I think
throw business cards.
Yes.
Wow.
It's just business cards
everywhere. Do you think she'd be upset?
Yeah.
Fridge magnets.
You're not marrying this lady.
Yeah,
doesn't
sorry,
matter if she's upset.
Mrs.
You don't
Fulci.
Have to go home, dude.
I was laughing, too. I said, what if I just came out and not the blue suits that we're supposed to wear.
You're supposed to wear a nice navy suit.
Yeah, we're getting them tailored and everything. Uh-huh. Dumb and Dumber style. Orange.
Oh, yeah.
With the cane, the top hat.
Some ruffles.
I think you wear...
Some ruffles. I think this is good.
I think you should wear all white.
Yeah, the white's not for the bride.
Cards.
The white is for
throwing
you.
Throwing out business cards.
Where's this wedding? And when is
I don't
it?
Know
can
yet.
Can I? You don't know when the wedding is?
It's like 3 weeks, a month.
I was
going
to say, it better... You don't have a bachelor party without a date. For the wedding. They have a date for it.
Yeah,
they have
a date. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Is it in town?
Yeah, I think it's in town.
You
Pretty
think
sure.
it's in town?
Yeah.
You don't know?
I'm really bad. I don't
Is
really
Is your
plan.
Girlfriend in charge of this part?
Yeah, she does that stuff. My girlfriend's the planner.
Is Fulci a Blue Valley kid or is it a Mizzou kid?
It's a North guy. Known him my whole life.
Okay. Fulci. Congrats, Fulci.
Yeah. But we went to the Royals game and we got to see Edward Olivares look like a drunk softball player in right field. Also look like a drunk softball guy trying to hit any sort of pitches, struck out 4 times, golden sombrero.
Let me ask you a question.
I drank that $30 worth of strawberry syrup that comes in a bag. So I go, this will be funny. I'm going to come back to the boys with this big ol'.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Bad idea.
It melted before I got back.
Nobody shared? So,
no one wanted it.
Not going to name a name or say anything, but there was an intern who was here at the station who told me a story that I guess over the weekend, a friend of theirs got banned from the K for life.
Was it on Saturday?
Yes. I think it was Saturday.
Yeah, they were sitting in, we think we saw it.
Yeah?
We were sitting, or we were walking down because we knew all these people down there because he goes to season tickets down there. His parents have season tickets. These dudes kept vaping.
Yes.
This is the people? It. Yeah, so we saw it. We know all about it. And somehow they may have actually knew these people too. They were vaping, which...
You can't vape
You
there.
Can't vape there. And apparently they were nice enough, they told them 4 times. They're like, hey, these aren't your seats to begin with, so we should kick you out, but
I
just
think
stop.
There might have been some sort of they paid someone like a bribe to go sit down there or something.
And we watched this unfold. It was incredible. The odds of this happening and we seeing it, or me seeing it, was fun.
As I was like,
they got
this was a
tossed.
Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock
game. 3 o'clock game.
And you get kicked out of the cave for life. Now, here's a question.
Tossed.
Here's a question.
I don't know about for life. That seems excessive, but they were being...
I think what happened was they were given... They possibly were underage as well.
Sure.
So they were given the choice, I believe, this is a Sophie's choice, of you can either take an MIP or you can be kicked out of the cave for life, banned for life. So young...
Oh, take that MIP.
Young Sterling...
Here's the thing.
Take the MIP.
No,
once
no,
you turn.
Take the ban because you know how hard it is to actually like
enforce the ban.
Here's the thing.
Sure, but
I have my dad's like best friend since they were his Fulci, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have watched him get kicked out of Arrowhead three times. He's like, banned for life. And, like, he Narc. Always, right, he always finds a way to get back in. Like, you wait long enough, three, four years from now,
right? Someday they'll
have
this facial recognition. You won't be able to get in or something
but they,
like
but
that.
But they don't have that yet.
But, and especially if you're young, because you know what happens as you get older?
You grow a mustache.
Your face just looks different. Yeah.
You grow a mustache.
Yeah, you don't want that MIP. But my question is, who's getting kicked out of the K
at with, 3 o'clock.
With 12,000 people at an A's game?
It was incredible to watch. And they're like, no, you can't. They're like, can I use the bathroom? And we think they were going to try and, like, bail.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, nah, you're out. You go use the
bathroom
the
outside.
Bathroom, yeah, in the parking lots. Use the porta potties.
So you saw this.
We watched this unfold, yeah. We were about to take their seats, actually.
Well, you shouldn't do that.
We
apparently,
shouldn't.
They weren't their seats.
They weren't their seats. They were not. They were apparently way up top.
Yes.
Vaping, doing.
Vaping and
allegedly
drinking.
Underage drinking, so.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, so we watched that.
So because
so,
if
that
you got yourself banned for life, then you wouldn't get to see Vinny play tonight. And that would be scary, see? You love your baseball.
I love my baseball.
You love it.
I would have ripped that MIP. I would have thrown that on
How
there.
How many MIPs do you have?
Zero.
Facebook Live saw that.
No, Vinny Pasquantino tonight.
Why you change the subject?
What are you talking about?
I'm a good boy. I've never been arrested for anything.
Me either.
And by that, I just mean I've always been
I've never been arrested either, frankly.
I've always been able to get away.
Never been arrested. You drive real fast in that Ford? Is that why the hubcaps were gone for
no,
a while?
No, this is
you
back,
drove the hubcaps
back, when I had a, back when I had a truck in the middle of nowhere on our way to School City, Kansas, or School Kansas to go see that eighth, you know, portal to hell that's allegedly there.
What right? are you talking about?
Oh, you don't know about this? Apparently, like, School Kansas, or School City, or School Kansas, or whatever, there's the
Like
alleged,
Skull? Like, yeah. the S-K-U-L-L? There's
yeah,
a,
there's, like
there's
alleged,
a portal to hell.
Yeah, like, there was, like,
Did
some,
you find it?
There was, like, some rumor. Well, we never got there. Oh. Some, like, rumor, like, the Pope won't fly over Kansas because that, obviously, like, bull bleep, but when you're 18, 19,
and you're gullible,
like midnight, like you're just like, hey, let's go do this.
Sounds like I know what we're doing next Tuesday. We're road tripping.
In the cruiser?
Down. Let's we're go. Taking the cruiser to Skull City, Kansas to see the eighth gate of hell.
It's like near Lawrence, I'm pretty sure.
Interesting. So
watching Bubich pitch last night was pretty close.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Let's not talk about last night. Let's talk about today. Vinny's going to play today.
Batting sixth. At DH, because why would you want him to get comfortable at first base and get some legs underneath him? You obviously want him thinking and overthinking about every time he's going to get up to bat. Doesn't matter. Vinny Pasquantino, batting sixth at DH tonight. The new era.
Stoll.
S-T-U-L-L. I've seen the Stoll Cemetery here. So you were trying to get to the
How
Stull
do you spell it?
S-T-U-L, like Bob Stull.
Yeah, S-T-U-L-L. The old,
That's Bob Dole.
No, Bob Stull, the Missouri Tigers coach with Andy
no,
Reid.
No, I think you're thinking
there.
Of Bob Dole.
Bob Dole is the senator from Kansas.
I'm Bob Dole.
If you just Google, you know,
it's on Stull Road.
If you just like Google like eighth portal of hell, Stull, Kansas, a bunch of articles pop up.
Okay, so I went. We had a place in Independence called Lob Cemetery that they said was a wild stuff back in the day. And we used to go out there every once in a while for a little fun and games, a little drinking, a little partying. Never got an MIP, though. Stull Road.
I love the question. Is there a gate of hell in Kansas?
The answer is yes.
The Wikipedia questions are just insane.
Stull, Kansas, supernatural. There we go. Stull Cemetery. We got to go, guys. It's not far. We've got to go. The Battle of Stull Cemetery.
Do the home stretch.
The final Stull, battle of the apocalypse.
We do it from there.
From Stull Cemetery.
We get through one segment. We go to break, and all of a sudden, there's no one comes back. Then you know.
Then you know.
Location. The apocalypse was averted when. This is a fake movie thing. Okay. All right. Well, we got to do more on that. But let's talk Royals now, if you want.
Yeah, let's talk some
Royals down here.
We can go back to Stull, Kansas.
I mean, that's very close to here. I want to go in the daytime.
Yeah, like it's near. Like
he's too scared to go at night.
It's like maybe 20 minutes west of Lawrence.
I mean,
it's just a straight shot.
That's an hour.
Yeah, it's like 50 minutes. It's just a straight shot from here. Mm. Hop on 435, hit 10, you just go west.
Go west, young man. My daughter lives in DeSoto. She's almost there.
Well, can you have her give us a rundown and let us know?
She won't
how
go anywhere near a haunted cemetery. That ain't happening. It's right next to the food pantry, run by the Methodist Church. It doesn't look like Stull has much to it. Just a cemetery and a little building, a church. Okay, all right. And you were trying to get there, Rudy? And you outran the police?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Some dirt road just south of Lawrence.
heading back home.
We
ended
going
up down 59?
After that happened, we're like, you know what, let's head back.
How do we get this far off topic 13 minutes into a show?
Well, it's what happens when you start talking MIPs, and then we start talking about trouble that y'all have had in your lives. I would never.
I've had none.
I would never.
Oh, you know, just
have troubles.
Just Aerosmith concerts.
Most of the trouble I've ever had happened near a cemetery. You know, don't go there. We got pulled over once in a cemetery.
What were you doing?
We were going there to have some beers.
Why in a cemetery?
I don't know, because it's dark.
There's something about, yeah, there's
it's
something.
It's dark, and you don't think people are going to drive through. Okay?
Horrible. That sounds unpleasant.
So this is like, 1987 or something like that. And we pulled into the cemetery, and then
this sounds like the premise of a bad,
bad
scary movie. Yeah.
So these two cars of us, I'm not driving, I'm in the backseat of one of the cars, and the cop pulls in behind us, and the first guy, did he stop with us? No, he just kept driving. So now we're stopped, and the police officer, I'll never forget, he comes up to the door, and my buddy rolls the window down, and which was rolled, like actually sure. Rolled it, because it was back in the day.
Do you know mine's actually
You don't have doors.
Doors, yeah.
The police officer said, pretty late to be visiting dearly departed loved ones, isn't it, fellas? And we're like, yes, it is. And he said, y'all are going home. I said, all right. And there we went. So it was like, you know.
That line in delivery just screams bad 1980s horror movie.
Would have been. So that was a cemetery issue. And then the other cemetery issue where the demon dogs were out at Lob Cemetery back in the day, we had cemetery issues. There used to be an abandoned sanitarium just south of Arrowhead on those hills down there, you know,
sure.
Like where Gate 5 is. There's,
yeah.
It goes down that one little road that goes down Gate 4, Gate 5.
Uh-huh.
Up those hills there was an old, they said it was an insane asylum. It was probably just a hospital.
Sure.
But it was.
It's probably for TB more than anything.
It was abandoned.
Sure.
And that used to be a place you would go and, you know, hang out and scare people and stuff like that.
Sure.
That was a good one. That was a good one. I think they've torn it down now, because I drove back there once.
Yeah, because people like you kept going there and drinking beers. You seen Lebo, he's 43 years old, cracking open a Bush Light there. Hey, kids. Guys, there's a scary middle-aged man.
Let's bring it back
to
baseball.
Talking to me.
I'm almost positive we went there in October of 1987, because I remember, I think it was game 6 of the 87 World Series, which we got back in time to see the end and Kirby Puckett at home run. There you go. Now, Vinny Pasquantino.
Batting 6th. How do you like him starting off his MLB career, getting one day to settle in? Again, he had a drive down.
He didn't know right away. I mean,
it would have been a lot.
I made the ballpark yesterday before he did.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would have been.
He didn't get there. I went in the clubhouse at 3:20, and he had a jersey in there, and there was not one bag that belonged to him. So he was not there yet.
We'll talk about not having much pressure. Don't overthink.
Yeah, just get up there and
just
hit.
Just get up
son.
There and hit. Did you ever, before we get this really quickly, sorry, off topic, Jason Kendall. He wrote a really funny book, and it had a whole bunch of anecdotes in it, and it was really good. He said one time he wasn't supposed to bat because he was going through a slump.
Mm-hmm.
So he went out the night before. They go, just go out, just,
you know, slump buster.
So he got trashed.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, someone got hurt, so he had to catch.
Gotta play.
And he went 4 for 5, and he goes, to be honest with you, I could hardly see the ball, but it got me out
it
of the
worked.
Slump. So sometimes.
You just got to do it. So Vinny just got the they came to his apartment and told him he got called up. Then he was like, oh, I got to get my clothes out of the laundry, get in the car and drive down and take all the phone calls and make all the calls to say your family and all that stuff. So he really didn't get to the stadium until like 4-ish,
yeah.
You know, something like that. Because I was in the clubhouse from 3:20 till 4. I never saw him. And then we went into the interview room at 10 after 4, and Mike Matheny and J.J. Piccolo came in, and they had just seen him coming down the elevator or whatever. So he shook his hand in the hallway, and that was like it. And it was like, okay, here's a uniform. Go out there, take a few hacks at BP, talk to the media. Now just chill. Now his whole family's going to be here today. He thought
sure.
It was going to be like 30 people. So it'll be very cool for him tonight to have that happen.
Do you think that if Ryan O'Hearn would have pinched hit last night instead of Pasquantino, crowd would have started booing?
Yeah, maybe. But, you know, I if I'm Vinny at that point, I would rather have my debut if you can
do it
in front of your family.
You would much prefer
stuff.
To.
Yeah.
I agree, but I just would have laughed if all of a sudden they go, pinch hitter.
2 outs in the 9th inning, 10-4 game. Come get your big league at bat
yeah.
here. No, it'll be neat. He seems like a good kid, and he's worked really hard. It's not easy to make the major leagues.
No.
It's not easy to make the major leagues if you're a first-round draft pick.
11th rounder.
Okay, you're from the 11th round draft pick. Just go look through your baseball references. That's probably a 6-7 guys give one day in the major leagues each year out of that. You know, it's not a 50-50 proposition as an 11th round pick.
Sure.
So you have to go through all that to get there, and they had to do a lot of moving parts to make this happen yesterday.
And having a promising first baseman ahead of you drafted 2 years before you.
In the first round.
And that's what we were kind of joking about yesterday. I was like, the fact that Pasquantino was able to do all of this, leapfrog Nick Prado, at least what it looks like early on. I mean, he's here.
He's still probably older than Prado.
He's 1 year. I looked it up. It was almost exactly a year older. He's 24.
Prado was a high school guy.
Sure.
Vinny was a college guy.
But when you have that pedigree in front of you, that just, I think, puts into perspective how you can get blocked
behind somebody.
Yeah, and the Royals are known, at least, to hit play favorites, as we have seen.
With first-round draft picks. Bring them up. Let them do whatever, or guys they've signed, or who they think are really special. Sure.
What do you make of him starting off his debut at DH instead of in the field?
You know, I haven't heard. I mean, Skip will be talking here in a little while. It doesn't really matter to me, I guess. But, they've said all along, well, you know, we don't want to come up and have someone have pressure on him. Well, there's no pressure right now because the Royals are awful. So this really is a full slip into the warm water here.
Sure.
Get down here.
I almost
chill. Watch a game, all right, halfway watch a game, and then tomorrow, maybe he'll play in the field. I don't know. Maybe he'll get a day off because it's so much. I don't know.
it's a day game
after a night game tomorrow.
Do you almost think, though, I know the Royals are horrible, so 26-46, you make the there's no pressure record-wise, but if you are a fan, there's almost more pressure on him now because there aren't other players you're looking at outside of basically Bobby Witt Jr. and MJ Melendez, right? There is pressure on him for the fact that the Royals are horrible. There's more pressure on you to see if you are the future first baseman, future DH.
Sure, yeah.
So to an extent, I think there is a lot of pressure on Vinny Pasquantino because the Royals haven't had a guy who's necessarily came up and hit the ground running. Bobby Witt Jr. is now, but it took him, what, 28 games?
Mm-hmm.
28
and
games?
And they've had, it's hard to just show up and make it look easy from day one.
Vladimir Guerrero Jr., runner-up MVP last year, his rookie season was... below average.
I mean, Mike Trout came up late in the year, and he wasn't very good. I mean, this is some really good players. You know, and it's funny, like, Eric Hosmer came up and was okay. He came up midseason, May, something like that, and then, like, had a really bad year. You know, even after you've had it, it's just the league is tough. It's hard. It is hard to play this game, and they love him. They love his approach. They love the fact that he takes some pitches. He doesn't strike out a lot. He puts the ball in play. And he's big and strong, obviously. Yeah. But it is going to be different. One of the things he said yesterday, he'd been here before, did some fall instructional league stuff, but I don't think they do the full whatever because he's like, man, that crown scoreboard, that's big.
Yeah.
Like, I think in the fall instructional league, it's just off. It's just there.
Sure.
There's no reason to turn that big thing on.
Yeah.
So you walk out there, and it's just whiz bangs and all this, and, you know, you're not in Omaha anymore.
Yeah.
You know, you're in the three-deck stadium with the big scoreboard. And he had never been in the Royals clubhouse. He said when he was here in instructional league, you're in the visiting clubhouse. Visiting clubhouse is nice. It's not quite as nice as the Royals. And their little lounge back there is not quite as nice as the home team lounge. So a lot of that stuff's different. But if you get a day, I mean, just a day in the major leagues is an accomplishment.
Sure.
And he's got a day. So
what do you think the future holds for him and where he fits in the Kansas City puzzle? Because, again, Nick Prado, I think, is the, I don't want to say clear-cut choice for first base as the future, but when you're touted as a gold glove first baseman, he obviously has a very good on-base percentage OPS. The average has been lacking this year for Nick Prado, but he has been touted as the future at first base. Vinny Pasquantino, we don't hear much about the glove.
No.
Right? We hear that he absolutely rakes. Is he the future DH?
Possibly. You got Salvador Perez for like four more years. He's not catching every day.
Prado could move to the outfield. Because MJ Melendez, even to an extent, has some promise in right field.
They put him out in the outfield. I don't know.
Or third base for MJ.
You just throw the numbers at it. If you have too many guys and they're all good, trade one. I mean, that's what you do.
Sure.
If Nick Prado can really hit and comes up and is a great fielder, as they say he's outstanding with the glove, and Vinny Pasquantino can hit and Salvador Perez hits, then you don't need them all. You trade them.
Sure.
I mean, Vinny Pasquantino doesn't look like he can play anything other than first base and DH. there have been 6'4" shortstops. It ain't this guy. Okay, yeah. Stood right next to him. You're not. He's not someone you're putting out in the outfield or anything like that. He's a first baseman, DH kind of guy. So, you know, Nick Prado's not here yet. He's not close to being here yet.
Sure.
So figure it out.
Until then, they have time.
You got your chance to come up here and make hay. Prado's much more athletic, I think.
Sure.
Than Vinny, so maybe he could play something else. But, you know, I mean, Hunter Dozier's playing first base tonight. He was drafted as a shortstop.
Sure.
And
well,
then played some third and played some outfield.
Know, after seeing him try and scoop the ball last night, I have some questions.
Well, he hasn't played a lot of first base.
No, I know. It's difficult.
He's just there doing that now. So
honestly, Hunter Dozier's been a versatile piece, and this year he's kind of gone under the radar, but he's been very solid.
Solid
player. He's been a solid baseball player, and if the Royals had any sort of contention this year, we'd probably be talking more about Hunter Dozier and his return to form, the fact that he fought through that thumb injury that Salvador Perez apparently was trying to fight through, the stuff that came out about his thumb injury now. Pretty damning, not looking good for the organization as far as how they handle the whole situation.
Well, part of that's on Salvi, too.
Agreed.
He is one of the, there has to be trust between an organization and a player. And a player, players want to play, and especially Salvi. He loves to play. He wants to play. He will play. And he'll say, oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. And,
yeah.
You know, then it's not fine.
What do you make of Jackson Cohar's, I think, really nice appearance out of the bullpen.
Best outing he's had in 2 years as a major leaguer.
What was it? 5 strikeouts and 3 1/3, two hits. He had three walks. But at least one of them was a blown call.
Yeah, but, you know, what he's had 2 appearances in the major leagues this year. How was his other one?
Well, after this 3 1/3 scoreless, his ERA is still
7 or something.
No. Oh, that's generous. Yeah. 9.45.
9.45. So it was 60-something, wasn't it? Or
sure,
something?
Yeah, something.
Something like that. So he has, if you can go out every day and divide your ERA by 5, then you're doing great. But I talked to him yesterday in the clubhouse before the game. He said his head's in the right place. Mm-hmm. He feels like he knows what he's supposed to do when he comes up here. He was starting down in Omaha, so he's just going to come in and do a little long relief and, you know, put him in there. And that's fine because this season is lost. They don't need to throw him out there and start games.
No.
They don't need to. But I think they'd like to see if he could still be a starter at some point.
And if not,
you know what I mean?
I think he does have promise as a reliever. And even if you just look at the small sample size, I know it's small. I know the one outing was very ugly. But the strikeout numbers are promising. The Royals are not an organization that has had a ton of strikeout pitchers, right? In today's Major League Baseball, what do you look at? A lot of pitchers that are successful, the high K per nines.
Mm-hmm.
When you have 9 strikeouts in, 6 2/3 innings, I think, this season?
Yeah.
That'll play.
Yeah,
I mean,
you can't have the walks. And even though with one was not a great one last night, but he had two, right? Or he had 3 walks.
He had three.
3 walks. So that means 2 were what they were.
Sure.
So you have to be better. You know, Bubic was bad last night. It was a step back.
Yeah.
It was not good. You have multiple walks, multiple wild pitches, an error on your own, and then you give up a home run when they've given you the fifth inning to go out there and just try to get through this thing. It was a rough time for him. He does not look confident.
No.
And he is so up and down.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's, you know, you see he's got the confidence and he's bringing it. And then, like last night, was just from the very beginning. He walked the first guy, right?
Yeah.
But then he got out of that inning with a double play. But he walked the first guy in the next inning. You start making – and then he didn't handle – Bobby made an error, and he didn't handle that very well because then he compounded it. But we don't want to make too many jump decisions here on what we've seen so far out of Chris Bubic. I want to watch these guys all pitch all year long.
Correct.
Figure it out.
It doesn't matter. You're 26 and 46. I would much rather see Chris Bubic try and go out for that fifth inning than bring in Matt Peacock.
And have Brady Singer try in the ninth inning of the day. I mean,
that's what you want to do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is how you can see what these guys could become. Taking them out and trying to win a game when you're 20 games under 500 like that, to me, doesn't behoove you for the future. Matt Peacock is probably not a guy who you're going to be counting on in 2025.
No. So the Yankees have 54 wins. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
When will the Royals win their 54th game?
Oh, man.
Because the Royals right now are on, they're on about a 57
September?
Or 58.
End of August, early September?
They're on pace to only win like 58 games.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
So
early September seems like a...
That means they've played better baseball.
And I think they will. That's my thing, is I think they will play better baseball. We've seen at least a little better baseball.
They've lost 3 or 4.
Sure.
To the A's and Rangers. I'm just checking.
No, yes. The record's not looking good. But you can start to see at least a little more promise. Even Saturday's game against the A's, what, four of those runs were on Olivares.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's out there playing.
At least four innings. I don't want him to.
What, do you want to kick him out forever? That stuff only happens in the stands.
I do not think he is a major league outfielder.
Yeah.
And Kyle Isabel does not have a major league outfield bat. And by the way, he also had a pretty bad play in right field that same game.
Yeah,
well, they put him in to be a
defense
replacement, and then he just decided to look like, well, frankly, me.
Nori Aoki running around.
Okay, but at least Aoki made the plays.
Sometimes.
He made it a adventure.
Little runs. So when will the Royals win 54 games? The answer is yes for everybody?
They will win 54 games. They're not going to lose 109 games.
They were on pace for that about 2 weeks ago.
No, I get it. Okay. I get it.
So let's put the date. When is the Chiefs' first game? September what? 9th or something?
Right around there.
Let me look it up.
Look it up. That's the good over-under. Will the Royals have 54 wins when the Chiefs play their first game?
First game looks like September 11th.
Wow, that's pretty early. Will the Royals have 54 wins, which the Yankees have today, and it's, by the way, still June?
I think they do.
Will the Royals have 54 wins
September 11th. You got
to write it down. I want you to keep that in your little notes for when we do this in the football season.
Okay, September.
That means they're getting hot.
Let's take a quick break because I can't talk and write at the same time.
You're not writing right now. You're typing.
It's the same thing,
he spilled coffee on himself this morning. He doesn't know what he's doing.
How dare you spill my dirty laundry just like I'm wearing right now. The Homestretch here, ESPN Kansas City. Welcome back to the Homestretch here, ESPN Kansas City, 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, 1510.com, and Facebook Live. Rudy Salazar behind the glass. Todd Lebo with Life Lessons with Lebo joining us right here on this Tuesday afternoon. Give us a life lesson, Lebo. So far what we've gotten is
stay out of cemeteries.
Stay out of cemeteries.
Don't vape.
Don't vape.
Anywhere. Especially a Major League Baseball game. This has been a pretty good lesson, I think, for a lot of people.
This is a good lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You will learn this lesson soon enough. Don't try to upstage the bride. Rudy was funny with the white suit thing.
I disagree.
She only gets to wear white. No.
No, I disagree.
She wears white.
I like when you say you can only wear white once, and that's where you're going, but it's like, I mean,
no, the bride is the only person who's supposed to wear
it. Tuesday afternoon if you want to.
On a wedding, the bride is supposed to be in white. She's the one who stands out.
Unless you just look best in white.
Well, see, I do look better in white.
You got your new white tennis shoes you can wear, Rudy?
Oh, I'm just saying.
We could look fresh.
You guys got your fresh New Balance?
What if I, at least like a white dinner jacket?
Oh, my God.
You know, one of those dinner jackets.
I don't think so. I think you need to let her have her day. Mrs. Fultzy, this is her day, not your day. You'll have your day soon enough.
If they wanted it to be their day, they shouldn't have made me ring bearer. That's on them. Frankly,
you're not engaged, right?
Not yet, no.
No, not yet. You are getting engaged sometime.
At some point,
break some news right here.
No, it's not yet, but gonna
Mrs. happen. Mrs. Stew listening right now?
No chance.
Unlikely.
Otherwise, he wouldn't be
Is anyone listening right now? That's the. What'd you say?
So otherwise, he wouldn't be this open about it.
No.
Nails. Okay, so Terry McLaurin.
Why you change the subject again?
Wow, because I was going to talk sports for once instead. Surprisingly, on a sports talk show, we don't talk very often.
We
about
just
it.
Talked a whole bunch of sports.
We did.
We a bunch of sports
after the Stoll Cemetery situation, and
we got to go to that.
I'm in. I'm not. We could do something like we can make a TikTok there.
Yeah. You're on your TikTok now? You got your videos out?
Well, not yet. I just downloaded it today for the first time.
But I thought it was a month ago you were getting into TikTok.
I finally got it. Well, I haven't watched a video on it yet. I
still don't have it. I don't have it downloaded.
I have to do it for the podcast, Arrowhead Podcast, because we started a page.
You have an Arrowhead Addict Podcast TikTok?
Yeah, we do.
Who's doing the TikToks?
We have producers who take clips from the shows, the YouTube shows,
okay,
and they put it together.
You're not doing a dance.
No. I'm not Juju Smith-Schuster.
You could be.
I could be. If only I was maybe taller and better at sports.
He's not super tall.
I'm 5'10".
You're tall. And the hair?
The hair gives me 2 inches.
Yeah.
You know how the shoes that you're supposed to make you 2 inches taller? It's just my hair.
If you get the shoes, too.
The shoes, I'm 6'4".
You could be Rudy-sized. So where else did you guys go bachelor partying? Golf Friday?
Golf Friday at Falcon
Game
Ridge.
Game Saturday. Out Saturday night. Where? Have a bus?
No, we didn't go anywhere crazy. We went to Twin Peaks one night.
That was Friday or Saturday?
That was Thursday night dinner.
Oh, Thursday? How many
days? Yeah, Thursday, night, Friday, Saturday.
Friday golf, 18 holes, 36 holes.
18.
Yeah. At Falcon. Then we went Where'd to, you go to dinner that night?
We went to this fancy place called like Grand Street Cafe in Lenexa. Sure. We ran out of the room. It was delicious.
Yeah?
Delicious. And they had basically 2-for-1 martinis. They're very
Did you
very
pay?
Nice. Very good.
Or is it all taken care of by this bachelor?
No, we paid for him.
You paid for him.
Yeah, of course.
And then Saturday, you go to the game.
Yeah. Then we ended up going.
Didn't get kicked out.
Didn't get kicked out because we were responsible adults.
Yeah. Game's over, 5:36.
We went back and played some games at his house.
What kind of games we played?
We played some cornhole. We played some beer die. Hadn't played beer die in forever.
What's that one?
So you stand up. You got four people. You got a die, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got beers in each corner.
Okay.
You try to sink the die into the cup, right? Seems easy. Very difficult.
Yeah.
But if you sink it, then the other team both have to chug a beer.
So you stand somewhere and you get to throw it.
Yeah, some people play it sitting down, some play it standing up. There's Missouri rules, which is the best way.
Okay.
But we had a lot of people from either Kansas or out of state, so we had to go with the
universal
rules. The general consensus, yeah.
So you did that just at the home. Whose house?
Fulty's house. We were supposed to go to Dallas. And then the Airbnb canceled, and then they called us a few weeks later.
So you had to
later,
scrap this together.
Scrap together.
Saved,
and we did a
saved
good job.
Some money, though, didn't you?
Yeah, we saved. Yeah. I was not opposed to this.
Yeah.
So
Fulte is a grown man like you with his own home?
Correct, yeah. Yeah. An adult.
He's got his house, bachelor pad, had a roommate, kicked a guy out. How did that go?
Well, yeah, his fiance lives with him.
She lived there.
So she was out for the weekend. Yeah.
Where did she go? Bachelorette?
No, she was, I don't know where she was then. Just left.
Just left. So
I don't ask questions.
Did you all stay there at Fultz's?
Yeah, the majority of us did.
Yeah. So you slept couch,
no.
Floor,
blow up mattress.
Blow up
like
mattress.
I got a nice queen one. Yeah, I was there early. I was like, I'm picking this out. The key is when you get there early. Not only does it scream you're a good friend, but you also get to pick where you're sleeping.
Yeah,
it's a good call. Smart move.
So then, what did this place smell like Sunday morning? Awful.
Yeah, not great.
Yeah.
Yeah, not great. 10 dudes playing drinking games until 3 a.m.
Nobody showered after the game.
No.
So you're out at the Royals game. It was a beautiful day Saturday.
Beautiful, but you're still sweating. Yeah. You're still steamy. You made mimosas in the morning, so you had that stale champagne and OJ smell.
Yeah, I can smell this house right now.
Yeah.
Mentally.
Takes you back, huh?
Yeah. That's a good one. So then what time was church Sunday?
I mowed the lawn Sunday morning, surprisingly. I woke up early.
Not Fulte's yard.
Not Fulte's yard. No, he's got
that would have been
house.
A good friend, right,
That
Rudy?
Would have been a good
bachelor. That would have been a good friend. But no, I woke up early. Went home, mowed the lawn.
Yeah.
Back to life, baby.
Then showered.
Then showered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back to life.
Right back at the grind.
Back
that's
at
good.
It.
That's a good trip.
It's a good
a
trip.
Home. That's a staycation.
A staycation, responsible.
A statular party. You stayed here for the bachelor party. Yeah.
I like dudes who are giving me bleep on Twitter for it. They're like, oh, is that the best you could come up with, like going to the Royals game and stuff? I'm like, what do you want me to do? Get this, go to a strip club and call him a, I don't know. I think that's always wild to me.
No.
Not my scene.
It's whatever the bachelor wants. Whatever
exactly.
He's comfortable with. That's what you're supposed to do.
Thank you.
At a bachelor party. Don't put someone in an uncomfortable position. If Fulte was enjoying his bachelor weekend, you were going to go to Dallas. You're going to play golf in Dallas?
Yeah, we were.
Yeah?
I mean, where
were you going to play in Dallas?
I don't know, actually.
So that was going to cost.
I mean, we're not Pac-Man Jones.
No, but you were going to go there, and you were going to go out in Dallas and
sure.
probably go somewhere expensive to eat.
Sure.
And then you were going to have to pay for the Airbnb, and who knows how many air mattresses they had.
You're going to catch the way, there. Yeah.
This turns out to be the best thing ever. Why'd they cancel the Airbnb?
I don't know. And then he ended up reaching back out like 3 weeks ago and was like, hey, no, we're back on if you want it. And we're like, dude, we're not paying $1,200 for a plane ticket down there.
Yeah, forget it.
You blew it.
You missed your chance.
Yeah.
Sorry. You lose. We'll be at Fulte's.
Yeah,
and we'll be watching the two worst teams in the American League and loving it.
Busted the N64 out.
Yeah.
Super Smash Bros. Oh, yeah.
Who won?
Captain Falcon, baby.
Jesus. This crew.
Fun times. Terry McLaurin agreed to a 3-year extension with the Washington Commanders.
I thought he wasn't going to do anything. He was done with them, wasn't he? Give him some money.
Up to $71
million.
So he's the same draft class as Debo?
Debo, same as, well, he's the same as Mecole Hardman.
Yeah, but so they're all the same. They're all
A.J. Brown.
Second round draft picks from that. A.J. Brown's been traded. Debo Samuel says he's not coming. Did he go to management minicamp or not? Mecole Hardman showed up.
I,
in the
but McCall's not the same. He's not in the same realm as demanding money like he
does. I was thinking
Debo
was like there but not practicing. But he was like
showed up.
Yeah.
I've got an ankle. I'm not getting out on the field, but I'm not getting fined. Yeah. And AJ Brown got traded, so he should just be happy.
Yeah, because I think Debo's thing too was like, because I feel like he made the same essentially just like, I haven't made that much money yet.
Well, yeah, he hasn't. That's the thing. When you're a second round draft pick and you've been in the league for 3 years, you've made some money, more money than you've made in your life.
Sure.
But you haven't made, you know, you're not making Chris Davis money with the Orioles for betting 150. You know, you haven't done that.
Terry McLaurin won't either.
No. He better have another contract after this if he wants to get up there.
Terry McLaurin, his bonus was for $28 million, which is the largest signing bonus ever for a wide receiver. $0.5 million more than DeAndre Hopkins.
These football owners are going to rue the day that they've started doing this.
To wide receivers. Well, because the thing is, this happened to running backs.
I think it's going to happen to wide
receivers. And it's going to happen to wide receivers.
I think it is.
It goes in waves. Quarterbacks, you understand, because the ball is predominantly in their hands. There's only one. Edge rushers, to an extent, makes sense because the second most important thing in today's NFL, at least, is try to get the quarterback. Most important is having the quarterback. Second is affecting the quarterback. And then wide receivers, there's so many good ones now. It kind of is like
everywhere.
They're everywhere. I don't know what this deal does. 3 years, $71 million. So $27 million AAV, up just $71 million. It puts him in the top five highest paid wide receivers in the NFL. But at the same time, we're going to see a lot more wide receivers get paid over the next couple of seasons, and that he's not going to be top five.
And then it'll be, eventually they'll be like, we're going to give you guys all 2 year deals.
Yeah.
For X, because now, unless the cap just continues to go up and up and up, but you know, it's a wild business. Cause I do been thinking about this for a while, a couple months. It seems to me like there are so many wide receivers because Terry McLaurin's a fine player, right?
He's really good.
He's good.
I mean, he's really good. I don't want to undercut him because he's a very good receiver.
Has he been a monstrous difference maker to make Washington a great football team?
I think he's been as good as he could possibly be with the quarterback given to him.
That's the point. So why don't you go try to find a quarterback?
That's much more difficult.
It's hard to do. So, and then with the situation the Chiefs are in, they have found the quarterback, and they had a cheap wide receiver who was great in Tyreek Hill and some other cheaper-ish players, and it's still been fine.
Yeah.
Right? Now, we'll see. He doesn't have Tyreek Hill now. And Tyreek Hill basically signed this type of contract 3 years ago, before the 19 season, right? 19, 20, and 21. He made about $18 million a year. And that was coming out as a fifth-round draft pick who had performed, well outperformed his contract.
Well, and he probably would have had more money coming to him if it wasn't for some of the situations.
Yeah, well, he put himself in the situation, but they still didn't have to give him the deal they gave him in the summer of 19 because those situations were still ongoing.
Yeah.
And they believed in him and they gave him that money. But do you think, we talked about this joking around with War, do you think the money that Tyreek Hill earned in the first 6 years in the National Football League will be a better return on investment than what he's going to make for the rest of his career?
Oh, 100%. But at some point, you do pay for the name, right? Yeah. You pay for past production.
That's what the Dolphins are doing.
Dolphins are doing it with Tyreek Hill just based on age. Terry McLaurin, you're expecting
McLaurin
him to.
Is Tyreek's deal last time.
In 3 years, this should be his prime coming up. This is your prime, or should be, as a wide receiver. He had over 1,000 yards in two of his three seasons in the NFL. 919 his rookie year. He had 10,053.
Do you know how rare it was to have anywhere close to 1,000 yards as a rookie wide receiver 15 years ago? It was super rare because it took forever to ease in, Vinny Pasquantino style. You know, you just didn't jump in and perform. But it's not a dime a dozen, but it's about a dime a dozen on dudes who just step into the National Football League, catch 80 passes and 1,000 yards.
Well,
or close to it. I'm not saying exactly 1,000.
But sure. But looking at these numbers that he's putting up, 2 years over 1,000 yards, and his rookie season was very close to that. Mm-hmm. He's had 9 different starting quarterbacks.
Yeah. He's a really good player.
I think he's a really good player. Yeah. I feel like you were...
I'm not poo-pooing him.
Okay.
I'm saying that if I were an owner and you have all agreed to these collectively bargained rules, I'm not so sure I'm tearing up Terry McLaurin's contract at this point. I'm like, go one more year because he's got another year.
That's what's so irritating with some NFL players, they'll just sit out. Yeah. They'll just say no.
Well, that's a bad idea.
We saw how it worked out with Le'Veon Bell.
You'll never get your money back.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Le'Veon Bell, he's signing a deal for a boxing exhibition against who?
Adrian Peterson. So
I wonder why they're doing it.
Maybe for the money.
I'm here for old NFL running backs who took a bunch of hits, just like, let's get hits.
Didn't more. Frank Gore did it?
Yep.
Or do it? Did
Frank
it.
Gore, Frank Gore yeah. boxed. It. It's all these NFL running backs.
Mm.
Yeah, they...
Peterson still wants to play, too.
Of course he does. He wants to play. Since 2013, Keenan Allen, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 wide receivers with 1,000 yards in their rookie year. And if you want to get... That's 9 seasons, right? If you want to go get 10, you have to go back 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All the way back to... Between 1981 and 2013, there were 10. And since 2013, there were 10.
So about one a year.
They hit the ground running.
Well, about one a year.
Way more. So the numbers are going to be there better.
Well, it's also going to be the extra game, which
that helped.
Take
last
that into year. Account. Because yeah. he might have got that his rookie season if he had that extra game. That's 81 yards he would have mm-hmm. had to accrue.
Right.
It's hard to believe the Chiefs are going to have 2 this year.
So should
Justin Moore and or Justin Ross and Sky Moore.
Le'Veon Bell... when he signed his deal, like Le'Veon Bell is not an old man, okay?
30.
He's 30.
30.
So now he's out trying to make money boxing, and I think maybe he would still have some time in the NFL or whatever, but I think when you go hold out on a team for an entire year, you put yourself in a bad spot with the league.
Yeah.
You know? And the Jets gave
you come
him the
off
money
as a malcontent
whatever, but,
at that know, point.
Yeah, it's just like it's a bad move in my mind. Because he had a whole year he didn't play, and he hasn't played since his year in 2017 when he was 25 years old. And so 18 he held out. In 2019 he played quite a bit with the Jets. And then it's been, I'm on the Chiefs for a minute. I'm on the Jets for a minute. I'm on the Ravens for a minute. I'm on the Buccaneers for a minute.
Yeah.
And now you're out fighting exhibition boxing.
Well, let's take a break for a minute. The home stretch here, ESPN Kansas City. Welcome back to the home stretch here, ESPN Kansas City, 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, 1510.com and Facebook Live. Leba, your love? Like bad medicine.
Yeah, they...
what a great album.
One time when I was younger, these were popular songs when I was young.
Sure.
And my wife, I've been married to very happily for 27 years. We broke up. Like when we were in college, you know, mm-hmm. here and there, long distance relationships. And either that one or You Give Love a Bad Name, one of the two was like the song that that spoke to her about me. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll remember that for next week.
That's exactly right.
You Give
right.
Love a Bad Name's coming up next.
I can't remember which one it is, but one of those was the one that's like, yeah, this guy, this dummy down there in Oklahoma.
But look what happened.
And now we've been married forever.
Medicine couldn't have been that bad.
No.
It's like Robitussin. It may taste
well,
bad, but it's good for
makes
you.
You better.
She realized once she saw, you know, that Leba was getting into a big money industry. She
yeah,
was just
she
like,
got the radio.
Chase,
and she saw my
money.
Hair thinning, you know, was just really what she wanted.
Hanging
time.
Out in cemeteries, drinking beer, you know, all the
I mean, how can you stay away?
The trifecta of
everything is right here for you.
Mm.
Everything.
We were looking at the break. John Wall, what was it, made $44 million last year to not play. He got a $41 million buyout for the Rockets this year. He's got to be on the finesse.
Maybe he can finally finish his college
Rushmore
degree at
Kentucky.
At Kentucky now, since he left early. He'd go back. He's got
the
money for the
I'm
for
pretty
the
sure he has been like taking classes.
I think I did read something about that.
Yeah. Is he on the Mount Rushmore of all finesse
that's
team
pretty
guys?
Good stuff, yeah.
Chris Davis is up there for sure.
Yeah, because Chris Davis has quit now. But John Wall, that's pretty good to make all that money and not even
attempt
do anything last
yeah,
year.
I said, I'm out.
That's pretty good.
I don't want to play.
2019, John Wall graduated from Kentucky while rehabbing
perfect.
An Achilles injury.
Good
that's
for him.
Right. Good for him. Probably went in with a lot of credits. And then he had that 1 year there where he went to school and all mm-hmm. that stuff. Yeah. I think I remember hearing him on the All the Smoke podcast talking about that.
Yeah.
Jonathan Heasley.
One thing, Kentucky, and I don't know if every school does. I just know Cal Poly makes a big deal of this. Like, what? Like, you have a lifetime scholarship. Any Kentucky player wants to go back and get a degree at 50, it's paid
sure.
for.
That's yeah. cool.
Out of Cal's pocket.
Sure. I'm sure it's directly out of Calipari's pocket.
100%.
Jonathan Heasley on
Are
the mound tonight.
Are you done with him yet, by the way? You don't want him anymore.
I
done?
Like him.
Okay.
You just don't want to talk. Okay, fine. No, you know what? I don't want to talk Jonathan Heasley either. You know what? No, fine.
I mean, I like.
Let's talk Kentucky basketball.
I mean, it's getting hot down there, right?
It's been hot.
Okay. It can't be that hot.
We haven't won a tournament game since 2019. It's getting hot.
Don't. Sterling didn't want to hear your woes.
I'm about to go.
We haven't won a tournament game.
Oh.
But, like, I don't know who else is out there. Like, it's better. Like, I know what Cal is.
Gonzo
like,
Martin.
He's good.
Go see if he can turn Kentucky around. If he does, I'm going to be just furious.
Oh, he probably would, Al, honestly. He'd probably go to Kentucky and win a couple national titles.
No, I'm sure it's all Mizzou's fault.
It's not Mizzou's fault. It's just bad luck.
You know what? I'm not even going to get to it. Jonathan Heasley on the mound tonight. I'm excited he's pitching because that means he gets another chance in the rotation. And if he does well, that means Bubic might be the one.
Vinny time.
Vinny P.
Don't vape at the park.
P squared.
Unless you're Vinny.
Vinny can't vape at the park either.
Don't
Nobody should vape.
Don't vape. This is the home stretch. Back tomorrow, 3 to 4 p.m. We're out.